That is my topic for today. Choose faith in God. Now, the truth is that generally, life thrives on faith. Even when you are not aware. Even when you are not aware, you are thrive. Life generally thrives on faith. Some kind of faith is moving your life. There are people who don't have faith in God, but they have faith in other things. Amen. Look at the way we are wearing masks. We all have faith in the doctors who are telling us that we should wear masks. Otherwise, what is your proof? It is a kind of faith. Life generally tries. When you are going to enter a car, you don't ask whether the driver to show you his license. You don't ask his experience. When you are sitting in a plane, it's worse. You just go in and then you just go and sit down and they say buckle and you buckle. And this man who is taking, you don't know where he comes from. You don't know where he is. You don't know what he is. And then he flies you into the air. But you have faith that you will get there. So life, if you don't have some kind of faith, in fact, you cannot live in this world. When you came into this room and we're going to sit on your chair, did you test the chair? Did you look at the chair? Whether it has three legs or four legs? Did you do that? I want a witness from somebody. Did you do that? No. So that is some kind of faith. You know, some kind of faith takes care of you in your physical life. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? You just got up in the morning, entered your car. You sparked. And you started moving. You don't know whether the car will leave you somewhere or not. But you trust that the car should take you to where you are going. So life generally thrives on faith. Anybody who disputes the fact that faith is what takes people through life is only making a big mistake in his life. But having said that, we all have to understand now that this earth is not ruled by the physical things we know and by the knowledge we have. It is ruled by spiritual principles. Tell somebody spiritual principles. The Bible says God upholds all things, and let me add, in the universe, by the word of his power. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. By the word of his power, he upholds, he keeps everything in place by his word. So this world where we are thrives or lives or is held or ruled stands on spiritual principles. That is why you cannot choose other faiths above the faith in God. Because the only person who knows tomorrow and can handle tomorrow and knows what will happen to the universe and knows what will happen to you is God. I didn't have a witness cry from you. I know your mouth is sealed, but your hands are not sealed. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why this thing cannot be the new normal. We must kick it out as soon as possible. Believe God for it to feed so that we can have our normal services. Amen. So, the only person who rules is God. Because of that, faith in God is what we must choose above any other faith. For example, let me tell you this. When David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." He was not the one who chose the valley of the shadow of death. He didn't choose it. It just happened to him. He found himself among lions and bears. He didn't choose it. His duty took him there. There are things you don't choose. You have no choice. It comes. But one thing you must know. When you didn't know it was coming, the God you serve knew that it is coming. So God knew that coronavirus will come. And so he is prepared for anybody who will choose faith in him to walk through it, to sail through it, to go through it, like the way David said it. There are many things. If you don't choose faith in God, and you choose faith in other things, you may find yourself wanting. For example, I'm going to enter a plane. And I say, well, I know that a British Airways, oh, their pilots are good. Those guys are good. They are well trained. You know, there are some people who say they will even enter a plane that is piloted by Africans. They want to enter a plane that is piloted by Europeans or the Western world. So they want British Airways. That is not the reason why I fly British Airways. But there are some people, that's their reason. Somebody has told me that before. He won't fly with South African Airlines. He won't fly with Kenya Airlines. He won't fly with Ethiopia. He won't fly with Emirates because he's not sure. He wants, you see, he has put his whole trust in some people. Now, So if I'm going to enter a plane, I say, well, British Airways, I know their pilots are very good, so I'm going to sit inside. And I know that, oh, they will take me well. I have totally put my faith in the pilot. But if I also say, well, I'm taking British Airways, I know they are good. But that is not where my faith is. My faith is in the Lord. That means when I find myself in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be looking at the pilot. Because we have had cases where a pilot collapsed. That's why pilots are always true. We have had cases where a pilot collapsed. In fact, until recently, I'm not scaring you. We still travel by air. It's rare to have it. Recently, German Wings, about 3-4 years ago, a crazy man was flying the plane. They didn't know. When the pilot moved, the co-pilot wasn't normal in his head. He locked him off and carried the plane off. And there were so many students who had gone on excursion. He killed everybody. That is why these days they tell you, a pilot, when a pilot is leaving, another senior air hostess must enter. So that always there will be two people there. No, they keep changing the rules. But we still have hope and trust in them. But God is not a person who can change. Oh, manakatabasa. God says it once and so he's more worthy. That is what I'm talking about. Choose faith in God. In Mark chapter 11, the verse 20 to 24, the Bible says, and we can stand for the reading of the scriptures. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. Tell somebody, have faith in God. Point to somebody and say, have faith in God. Point to somebody and say, choose faith in God rather than faith in any other thing. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Can I hear you say amen? So that is it. So we are, can you take your seat? Thank you very much. So we are looking at faith, choosing faith in God rather than faith in any other thing. I have just told you what the faith in other things can be. Faith, it means putting your confidence in God. Putting your confidence in God. The other words that come is trusting God, believing God, or relying on God, reliability, relying on God, putting all your trust in him. That is faith. The normal way you can see faith, you can describe faith in the English language, is to rely on him, to trust him, to believe him. Put your confidence in him. I like 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. But you will see that if your Bible is a good Bible, those verse 7 is in brackets. That means it was chipped in to explain a point. What was he explaining? Verse 6. And verse 8 will tell you what he was explaining. So I want verse 6 now. He was talking about something. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Give me verse 7. Verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul was just talking about the life of a Christian here in hope of heaven. And what he's saying is that we have confidence. We walk by confidence that this body we are in will be the same body, will be the body when we leave, we shall have another body. We know that now that we are in, we are not seeing the Lord. That is our confidence. We won't see the Lord as we are in here. We are walking with that confidence. But we also know that the day this body shall be put aside, we shall see the Lord. Now, that is walking in faith. So when he was explaining this confidence thing, then he brought in, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So the believer must know that walking in faith is putting your absolute confidence in God. It should be a word in your mouth. It should be in your heart. Putting your total confidence. Whilst you are walking here, no matter what you are going through, no matter what you are facing, you put your total confidence in God. That is the expression of walking in faith. You cannot walk in faith if you don't have your confidence in the one you say you have faith in. So when things happen, we need to understand how to come back. Amen. Hallelujah. So faith is our responsibility. Faith is not God's responsibility. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that believeth, he that cometh to God, must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith is your responsibility. Faith is not God's responsibility. Faith is your response to him for his goodness, for his faithfulness, for all that he is and all that he can be to you. That is your faith. It's our responsibility. We must carry faith. It is our faith that makes God real in our life. Pastor Connie mentioned that on Wednesday. Without your faith, you cannot see God real in your life. So we want you to know that in times like this, please exercise your faith in God. Don't exercise your faith in things. Listen. Let me say this. I hope you will understand. You see the way we are wearing masks? Life. If you don't walk by faith, being physical, you will not survive. Imagine you want to go somewhere in the night. You need to go. You need it because something went. Then you tell yourself, because it's night, you cannot see. You go out by faith and start walking to go and buy whatever you can buy. Otherwise, you will die. Believe. Trust that you will go and come safely. That's why you went. In the same way, like I'm telling you, spiritually, if we don't put on the faith, we don't take the faith in God, in Christ, there are many of the things that will happen. Look. Even though the thing, I was looking at something. I said, COVID-19. Look at the way they sometimes confuse us. Last week we were hearing, they said, they are thinking that even the thing can be airborne. I said, look at the confusion. You were the ones who said the thing is not airborne. How many of you remember that at the point they said face mask won't save you? Now they say face mask is a must. But look at the way we believe it. Why can't you believe the word of God? If we can believe God's word, like the way we are believing these things, and people, I'm not saying these things we are believing is wrong. But if we can translate the same confidence in God's word, I'm telling you, God will do mightily among us. God will show us his power. But the truth is that man will put confidence in man, in science, in everything. But when it comes to choosing the faith in God above any other faith, then it becomes a problem. So faith is our confidence in him. Amen. And faith is our responsibility. You have to exercise it. You must walk by faith, not by sight. That immediately introduces something. Not by sight means there are things that can affect your faith. Number one, what you see. Number two, what you hear. Number three, what you feel. How you feel. How you feel. They can pray for you. Or you can pray. And I believe it's saying you can pray for yourself. And when you pray for yourself, and you have prayed and you believe, and you get up and you are walking out, by the time you come out, you will see that guy, even after the prayer, you are feeling worse. You were straight, but now you are finished praying, your CCT has shared. You are feeling something. But that is how faith is antagonized. That is how faith is neutralized. How you feel. So you can tell yourself, I have prayed and I believe it. I remember there is this great man of God, Pastor Donani, most of you don't know him. When the wife was not well, and anytime I travel, I went to the house to ask, how is mama? The mama would say, Pastor, we are moving on. It's just this small thing. Then the husband will get up and say, no, don't say that now. We have prayed. We have prayed. That means what he's saying is that your feelings shouldn't affect your confession. Is anybody with me? You know what part of our problems? Our feelings dictate what we see and how we think. So, I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. You have never even added, I'm not feeling well, but I prayed this morning and I believe that I'm well. You should add that, and that should be your emphasis. You see, when you pray, keep saying what you pray for. What we see, and what we hear. This COVID-19, the kind of things they say, and the kind of things we are hearing, if you don't have faith in God, you will lock yourself in your room until you yourself very soon will realize that your room cry is killing you. I remember when they did total lockdown in the world, some physiologists also came with their theory and said, locking down can make people die more because when man is moving, the air we breathe, because it's not pure, it helps us also to develop immunity. They said the things we go through help us to develop our immunity. So if you lock them completely, their immune system will go down. And that when the thing gets them, they will die. You see the way science goes? So my brother, it is better to choose faith in Christ, faith in God, than depending on news. These days, if you want to depend on news, you will even be reading fake news. You'll be reading fake news. The other day, I got up in the morning, somebody said, they sent a message that the EC, Electoral Commissioner, has COVID-19. I started praying for her because she's a believer, I know. You know? So I started praying for her. I said, this lady. Only for me the following day to receive official statement, the lady hasn't got COVID-19. I said, what are these fake news that are roaming around? So people, what I'm telling you is that choose faith in God and your life will be simple and easy. Choose faith in God above any other thing. If you want to depend on the things you hear and see, I'm telling you, you will die sooner than later. May God have mercy on us. May the Lord preserve us. I'm not saying ignore what people are saying. I have told you that you need some faith in the things that are going on to live physically. I've told you that. So don't confuse that. I have told you that. But I'm saying choose faith in God above any other thing. Put faith in God above any other thing. So the antagonist, what we see, what we hear, what we feel, how we feel, these are the things that antagonize our faith and very soon neutralize our faith. And they put fear in us. Now, faith will build confidence. But when the antagonist comes, it builds fear. Fear is the number one enemy of faith, or the number one opposition to faith. Now, what I say simply is this. Fear is the complete opposite of faith. When you are afraid, it means faith is not there. Hello? Hello? Anytime you realize you are afraid, pam, your faith is gone. Build your faith. Rescue yourself. Because you cannot live on fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. It means some spirit of fear is catching you. And every day, let me say this to you. Every day, as long as you are a Christian on this earth, every day you'll be confronted with those kind of things. Fear will try to catch you because of the things you see, the things you hear, and the things you, how you feel. Fear will come. Feel the Lord, say, hey, yadi esanya ba na fear. Pam to your heart. Fear is the complete opposite of it. Never allow fear to dwell with you. Jesus had to fight fear. We need to fight fear. Listen to me. Me, fear comes to me every day. I'm telling you, you are not insulated from it. It will come because the antagonist will come. But you must know how to step back quickly into your faith and believe God and say something and let fear leave your heart. Am I talking to somebody? It will come. It will try to attack you. It will try to neutralize your faith. Fear is a complete opposite of faith. So how do I, as a Christian, sustain my faith? Hold on to my faith. When fear is coming, when the antagonist, when the things I see, the things I hear, and the things I feel are trying to negate my faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I want to please God so that God will reward me as I seek him. But if fear comes in, then it will neutralize my faith. So how do I do it? That is one of the things I'd like to share with you. And I just read Romans chapter 10, 15 to 17. Romans chapter 10, 15 to 17. How and how shall they preach? I want you to realize preach. Except they be sent, as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, he began by saying, God has sent some people to preach. And the people who preached, he said, how beautiful are the feet of them that carry the good news. Every preacher that comes your way with the good news or with the word of God is coming to you so that your faith can rise in God. We can never have faith if we are not being preached to. Preaching brings up our faith. And that's why I believe that in this time, when our president gave us a little window for us to meet, I still believe that Christians must go to church. Because, listen to me, it's the preacher. He said, how can they believe if they are not sent? We must go to church. I believe so. And thank God you are here. And I know by now we have filled the whole place with the two wings. Because people are coming. And we thank God. Because you see, your faith will rise. The things I'm telling you, may your faith increase. May your faith increase against any odd. May whatever the devil is bringing away, may your faith rise so that you can stand against it. Can I hear somebody lift up your hands and shout amen? Your faith must increase. How can they? How can they if they are not preached unto? Isaiah said they have not even believed the report. When we preach and they believe, their faith increases. So then he concluded, so then, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, simplify. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Tell somebody, faith comes by hearing and hearing. Say, faith comes by hearing and hearing. Now, when you hear something once, you believe it. But you must turn it into your faith by hearing again. And the hearing again can be anything. And I'll show you some. For example, if I'm going through trouble, if let's take it that I live here right now and then I face some danger, I'll have to remember some of these things here. And I'll remember it because I heard it. Then my saying it, my speaking it, my recalling it is hearing it again. That is why you cannot exercise faith if you don't speak. What do you say? The same word. So your ears will hear it. The devil will hear it. Everybody will hear it. So I tell the devil every day, I am more than a conqueror. You cannot defeat me. I am an overcomer. You cannot kill me. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Why? I am hearing and hearing again. A lot of people don't know how to hear the word again. Because when they sat by the Bible, when they sat at the preaching, they wrote nothing down. They memorized nothing.
They walked out with only what they heard. But you must hear it again. So the Bible says in Psalm 62, verse 11. God has spoken once, but twice have I heard that power belongs to God. Power is only when you hear twice that you will know that power belongs to God. Not when you hear once. Most of the time, once is not enough. I remember several years ago, God told me something. He said, anything you don't write, it's not yours. That is to me. Since then, I always have a notebook by my head when I'm sleeping. My pen is there. When I get up to read, my notebook is there. My pen is there. When I get up to pray, my notebook is there. My pen is there. Because he tells me things and I write. Anything that you have not heard again cannot work in you. Hearing the word preached, speaking the word which you heard or which you learned, writing down or memorizing the word which you heard or which you learned is how to speak it or how to hear it again. Because in times of trouble, draw it. Listen to me. We are a church. We believe in you coming to calling your pastors to pray for you. But our greatest joy is when we see you come to age of age and you can meet the devil and speak to the devil at the gate and just call us and say, Pastor, I'm going through this thing, but I'm on my knees. Just bear me up in prayer. You understand what I'm saying? We don't want you to get up and be afraid and be looking for who will deliver you. What is your way of also responding to God for his goodness and his mercies and his great power to be revealed in you? What is your way? Your way is faith. One of the things we need to understand is how to memorize, how to bring back the word, how to speak back the word. And that one is your duty. So faith comes by hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing. As you hear and you hear, it's not just only hearing inside, but hearing it from your within as you begin to speak it. That is why when we read the scripture, it says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast yonder, and shall believe in his heart and shall not doubt, it shall be done unto him. Can I hear you say amen to that? So whatever you say, that is what you will have. Is that okay? May your faith in God be more than your faith in other things. May you choose faith in God. I like the disciples in Mark chapter 4, from the verse 35 to 40. They were in a ship. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. And when they went into the ship, Jesus slid back into the backside and slept. And the Bible says when they were on the sea, sooner than later they were faced with great storm. And the ship began to be full with water. And they trusted themselves. They were good fishermen, canoe. They know about ships. So they began to evacuate the water. As many as I'm sure that 12 of them, they were just doing it fast. Because they've done it before. They know how they have done it. But this time, they didn't know that the enemy was behind it. There are some things you have done. Sometimes the enemy comes behind it and you don't know. That is why you need to choose faith in God. So this time, they didn't realize that this one is beyond the normal thing. There are some normal things you have believed in God and you have done and it's okay. But there are other things that will come that will challenge your faith. Tell somebody, challenging of faith. Come on, shout, challenging of your faith. It's coming to see whether you have faith. It came to you whether you have faith. It tried you in your family whether you have faith. It came upon you whether you have faith. The thing is coming to see whether you have faith. Whether you still believe in the same Jesus that you say you believe. Some of the things we go through is a trying of our faith. But the disciples quickly realized and then they chose the faith in God instead of the faith in themselves, instead of the faith in their experience, instead of the faith in their expertise. They chose the faith in God. So they woke him up. They woke him up and said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Don't you care? And he woke up and with a
so fearful? He added, because you have no faith. Listen to me. This time, may you have faith in God. Not faith in COVID-19 experts. They tell us, well, let's wear. But put your faith more above it in God. Because somebody said something. He said, people have won the thing. The thing has still been infected. Who can explain? Nobody can explain. Amen. So we will wait. But where is your faith? Is it in God or in the mask? Whose faith in God? When crisis comes, whose faith in God? Anything hits you, whose faith in God? Let's be like the disciples of Jesus. We say, Master, where are you? I believe in you. Overturn this storm. Overturn this tide. Bring peace into my situation. Let me see your goodness. Let me see your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together. Stand on your feet with me. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. My faith is in you.